Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have garage clearing skies, temperatures around 35, windy conditions. We'll see wind gusts 45 miles per hour and then decreasing. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper teens. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, snow early, around 31. Right now, it's 30.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new report from the Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service finds rural residents appear to be more vulnerable to serious infection or death from COVID. USDA says since most recent surge began in late September, the highest case rates were in rural counties, particularly those with having no town larger than 2,499 residents. In late November, early December, infection rates in rural areas appear to be slowing while new cases in urban areas continued to grow. But rural COVID-19 deaths per 100 infections were 1.86. First couple of weeks in December, 48% higher than the corresponding urban rate of 1.26. USDA says the rural population appears to be more vulnerable to serious infection in several ways, including age and underlying medical conditions. The report says people may also be more vulnerable when they have difficulty accessing medical care, measured as lacking health insurance, or residing more than 32 miles from a county with an intensive care hospital. RCAF this week urging ranchers to send emails to the White House in favor of mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. The organization issues an action alert saying emails needed this week to the White House and calls needed to Congress for MCOOL. Following the email, the organization asked members to call the White House, tell their members of Congress the same line, I'm a farmer, rancher, or consumer, and I need that mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. Tom Vilsack, the nominee for Ag Secretary, said during a confirmation hearing that he's absolutely willing to listen to anybody who has an idea regarding COOL. He said that responding to a question from Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Vilsack said he'd be happy to work with him and the staff on anything that would allow us to advance country of origin labeling. The latest attempt at COOL was largely blocked by the World Trade Organization, which allowed Canada and Mexico to place punitive damages on the U.S. in response to COOL. It's Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Good Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. During her press briefing yesterday, Governor Laura Kelly advocated for many of the pharmacies across the state of Kansas who will be picking up the vaccine to be registering online with the KDHE so they can plan their distribution appropriately.
To streamline distribution, we ask that all providers who intend to vaccinate the general public sign up on the Find My Vaccine tool. While the tool will be extremely helpful in locating vaccine sites and booking appointments, I want to reiterate that vaccine distribution is still dependent upon federal supply.
In other news, after the Kansas Department of Labor's website came back up just a couple days ago, they said they're still aware of some issues that claimants are having when trying to register or accessing their login system. If you are having issues with the website, they recommend you use Safari, Internet Explorer, or Firefox. Try to access the website from a desktop computer. And if you have received a verification email, do not click it more than once and do not forward the email. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Republican lawmakers narrowed their proposal to cut Kansas's income taxes before it cleared its first legislative hurdle. A GOP leader said yesterday that they'll put off further action at least a short while to consider how the plan might affect the next state budget. The Republican-controlled Senate Tax Committee endorsed a bill reducing income taxes by roughly $170 million during the budget year beginning on July 1st. The measure would provide relief to individuals and businesses paying more in-state income taxes because of changes in federal tax law in 2017. The bill initially would have provided $329 million in relief during the next year's budget. In other news, a Kansas lawmaker and the state's Republican Attorney General are pushing a bill to require high school students to pass a civics test to graduate. The goal, they say, is to increase civic engagement. The proposal is facing pushback from members of the largest teachers union in the state, the second largest school district, and the Kansas Association of School Boards, which they say Kansas students are already getting an education in civics, government, and history classes. The Kansas State Board of Education also opposes the bill. Good American Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska losing its top infectious disease expert to the private sector, just as the state is working to distribute coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Tom Safranek, who was Nebraska's state epidemiologist for 30 years, said yesterday he's retiring to take a job as chief medical officer for Omaha-based corporate healthcare consultant Total Wellness. Safranek joins the list of at least 181 state and local public health leaders in 38 states who have resigned, retired, or been fired since the pandemic began. A bill to boost training requirements for Nebraska's law enforcement officers has won key support from some of the state's largest police groups, but smaller agencies balked at the cost and other measures designed to increase transparency faced stiff resistance. Organizations representing Omaha police officers and Nebraska police chiefs endorsed a proposal that would require a minimum of 40 hours of training for officers every year. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A grand jury has been requested by Gage County prosecutors in the death of Mark Hadley of Wymore, who was found unresponsive December 31st in his jail cell at Beatrice, in custody of the Gage County Sheriff's Office. The 53-year-old was being held on multiple charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child and incest, and was awaiting hearing. Staff finding Mark Hadley initiated CPR and he was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital, where he was declared dead. The grand jury inquest into his death submitted by Gage County Attorney Roger Harris. COVID cases are down dramatically in many rural communities, with 34 active cases reported as of the first of this week in Marshall County, with 3 hospitalizations. That was up 4 from late last week. Meanwhile, just 5 active cases in Washington County with none hospitalized marks the lowest count since mid-October. Nemahal County also down to just 9 active with no hospitalizations. Vaccine efforts continue, now focused on elderly residents as supplies become available. New board members recognized by the Marysville Chamber of Main Street include Sammy Krause with Pony Express Title, Rachel Fry with Marshall County Abstract, Dr. Kurt Olson with Blue River Eye Care, Rom Peschel with CES Group Engineers, and Melissa Sandman, teacher with Marysville Junior Senior High School. Kate Tilmer serves as executive director for the organization with offices at the Marshall County Visitor Center in Marysville. Community Memorial Healthcare has been named one of America's best hospitals for emergency care by the Women's Choice Award, signifying CMH is in the top 1% of U.S. hospitals offering emergency care services. Criteria includes relevant clinical performance, patient satisfaction, and appropriate accreditations. The best hospitals each year demonstrate exceptional ratings, providing the highest level of care and commitment to their patients' health and well-being. A grain marketing class, Winning the Game, will be offered in Republic County, hosted by River Valley Extension District, next Tuesday, February 9th, 12:30 till 5:30, at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in Belleville. There will also be a Zoom link for those wanting to join virtually. Guest speakers will address grain marketing options and strategies. Registration deadline is Friday, with the class again next Tuesday afternoon in Belleville. Contact the River Valley Extension District for details and sign up. St. Gregory's Catholic School is celebrating Catholic Schools Week with a series of events, including recordings from students, staff, and teachers, airing throughout this week on KNDY and presented by St. Gregory PTO. Charles F. Crist, age 69, of Washington, passed away January 31st. Services will be held at a later date in Missouri. The Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Charles Crist. Paula D. Meyer, age 87, of Hanover, passed away January 28. Funeral services were held Wednesday at Hanover, with the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Paula Meyer. Mildred L. Neiman, age 95, of Hanover, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, Hanover. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Mildred Neiman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress, $999. Sectional with dual recliner or a Crosley washer-dryer set, all for $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Hi, here are your three fish sandwiches. Have a supersonic day.
Thank you.
Is this Alaska Pollock that we're eating?
Yes.
I know that Alaska is a very dangerous place.
Why?
First, the ostrich. Second, you mess with that ostrich.
It's Alaska, not Australia.
My man.
The fish sandwich, 100% Alaska Pollock, topped with creamy tartar sauce on a brioche bun. Only for a limited time at Sonic. See menu for details. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
It's always a good time to be grateful. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram greatly values the patronage of all their customers, past, present, and future, and pledges to continue offering helpful services and quality vehicles. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest on the warm side of this system. We're seeing rain showers, kind of wintry mix across the central parts of the Midwest. Northern parts will see snow accumulation, and the main thing is those gusty winds. Wind gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour, making for some blowing snow, hazardous travel. Otherwise, behind the system, high pressure will move in across the central parts of the Rockies, High Plains area, upper parts of the Rockies, bringing clearing skies. It looks like all across the area in the central parts of the Midwest tonight, clear skies, dry for tomorrow. And then the Arctic air moves in for the weekend. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, we'll see temperatures around 35, wind gusts as high as 40, then decreasing. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, highs around 40 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 75. The average low 19, the record low is 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:51.
The solar minimum is behind us and solar cycle 25 is underway. We will tell you what it all means on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 4th, the 35th day of the year. Aviation hero Charles Lindbergh was born on this day in 1902. If you're keeping track, solar cycle 25 is underway. According to the scientific organizations, it began in December of 2019, but due to variability in solar activity, it can take months to verify the peaks and troughs of the sun's 11-year cycles. Solar flares and storms are expected to increase until the next solar maximum around the year 2025. Earth's magnetic field protects us from most effects, but geomagnetic storms have been known to cause surges in power grids and affect communication systems. On the bright side, the next few years should prove more favorable for displays of the northern lights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Along with the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox. Pick yours today. They also have a new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred and a 2020 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Wichita State men's basketball team used a strong start to beat Tulane 75-67 last night inside of Charles Koch Arena. Tyson Etienne led the Shockers in scoring with 22 points. He shot 7 for 14 from the field and 4 for 7 from long range. It's Etienne's seventh game this year scoring 20 or more points. He added 4 rebounds last night to his stat line as well. It's the haircuts that sidelined him.
Two Chiefs players placed on the COVID reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl had been in the chair of a barber who tested positive. Reports say more than 20 other Kansas City players and staff members were scheduled for trims, including quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Daniel Kilgore, on reserve with DeMarcus Robinson, posted a picture of himself with half his head shaved after the team called off his haircut mid-trim. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
As long as they test negative, they're back in. Mid-America Network Sports.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Playing a season through a pandemic did not take the NFL's attention off their health issues, specifically concussions, with the league finding those dropped about 5% in 2020. NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Public Affairs, and Policy, Jeff Miller, said yesterday that 2020 is the third consecutive year when the NFL has had a reduction in concussions of about 25%, down from previous years. Miller calls that progress, not success, as the NFL continues working to reduce concussions. League officials gave an update, including that mask usage helped the NFL have almost no flu cases. Former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Marty Schottenheimer has been moved to a hospice care facility near his home in Charlotte, North Carolina, due to complications with Alzheimer's disease. According to a statement from his family, Schottenheimer was moved to hospice care on Saturday. Schottenheimer was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2014. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Lynn at Hanover Thursday, makeup games. Marysville at Abilene Friday. Marysville at Chapman Saturday afternoon. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Increase garden productivity while decreasing water and fertilizer needs with Keyhole Gardening. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This intensive technique allows you to grow produce and compost plant-based kitchen scraps in one circular garden plot. Keyhole Gardening is a sustainable technique that allows people to raise food in hot, dry locations with poor soil. Started in Africa, the idea has spread around the world. Plants are grown in the outer ring of the circular raised bed. The smaller inner circle is used for composting kitchen scraps and watering the garden. A small pie-shaped notch is made in the circular bed to allow easy access to the inner composting circle. The sides of the raised bed garden can be made from stones, cement blocks, bamboo, or any available materials. The height varies depending on the gardener, but should make planting, tending, and harvesting easy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's been dubbed the town without a toothache. However, you may know it by its other motto, a motto that denotes it has more of this kind of livestock than anywhere else in the world. We'll get to the bottom of those toothaches and these livestock on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Much of the land in Texas's panhandle was once part of the XIT Ranch. The area around Hereford, Texas, was one of the divisions of that large spread.
This area here was the Escobardo Division, and that means scrapings in Spanish. Because down along the Terra Blanca Creek is basically a highway across this for thousands of years. And the Native Americans knew, and then the Spanish knew, that if you scrape the sand at the top, you'll get water.
But an event in the 1880s led to the breakup of the large ranch and the formation of counties and seats of government, says local historian Joe Rogers.
There's a huge blizzard out here and killed all the stock and went broke. They said, well, it's time to break this out into farms then.
Town sites petitioned to become the county seat. A new town, backed by the XIT Ranch, won that battle here, for a time at least.
They set up the first county seat about 25 miles northwest of here, and they wanted it called Granada, which is gold in Spanish, and that was already taken, so they took La Plata, which is silver.
But the railroad never went to the town of La Plata, instead choosing the route used by natives for centuries, the route along the Tierra Blanca Creek. But the new town and county seat needed a name.
And eventually, that name would come from the livestock.
Death Creek, which was spring-fed at the town, 40 feet deep, artesian-fed, and deep pools of blue water. So the first thing was actually they wanted to call it Blue Water. Well, there's already one. So they said, well, what can we name it? Well, there's those cows over here. We'll just name it after the Hereford cows. Now we're Hereford.
Today, Hereford, named for those cattle that had been brought from England to the Texas Panhandle, is a city of about 15,000. Interestingly, because of the high amount of naturally occurring fluoride in the local water supply, it's also known as the town without a toothache. And all of those cattle have also given way to the motto, the beef capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's illegal to possess any part of a bald eagle, even if they're not alive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you find the body of an eagle, you have to contact law enforcement as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Living in our area, I've seen them from a distance around a lake near my house. My friend Bob, a veterinarian, has had clients bring injured bald eagles to his clinic, and he always contacts the Department of Natural Resources. Jody Millar is the Bald Eagle Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says the majestic birds were removed from the endangered species list, but are still protected. Under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act of 1940, you can't keep a single feather without a permit.
Because of those protections, it's not lawful for ordinary citizen to possess a bald eagle, either dead or alive, parts, nest, anything. So if you see a bald eagle dead somewhere, you should contact your law enforcement. Basically, it's the Department of Conservation, your Department of Natural Resource folks, or the federal fish and wildlife people who will be dealing with it.
It's important not to disturb or move the eagle's body. Millar says if it was shot or there's evidence of criminal activity, law enforcement will need to investigate. If you're caught keeping eagle parts without a permit, you may face fines and even prison time. All eagle bodies are sent to the National Eagle Repository in Denver, Colorado.
When any dead eagles are found by law enforcement personnel, they get filtered to the right avenue and get sent to this repository. And the repository then has a list of federally recognized Native American tribes that are in line for eagle feathers and parts. And those parts are distributed with a permit.
Learn more about bald eagle regulations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear.
the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there,
normal to feel a sense of anxiety during times of uncertainty. When I'm feeling anxious, I like to think of the passage in the Bible that says, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will sustain you." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. In addition to seeking God first, revisiting your personal finances can help provide a newfound sense of clarity and hope. Maybe now is the time you finally build out that emergency savings fund or start cutting out some of your unnecessary spending. Perhaps it's even time to consider working with a financial professional who can help you stick with your long-term goals, even during times of uncertainty. And I know it can be difficult, but try to avoid comparing yourself to others and remain grateful for everything you have. This too shall pass. By taking some practical steps, even in tumultuous times, you'll be able to confidently set up your finances to help navigate the storm with purpose and hope. St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
I'm Kenley and a fifth grader at St. Gregory's School. We are continuing to celebrate Catholic Schools Week. If you were to come into our school today, you may look twice. Our dress today is to dress like a saint of our choice. I am dressing as Saint Maria Goretti because her story is amazing and she is my favorite saint. Plus, her feast day is on my sister's birthday. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking and model after the lives of the saints. Each one of us is a saint in training. Today is also Vocations Day. Our teachers teach us about the three vocations in the church: married life, single life, and religious life. They want us to use our talents given to us by God and prayerfully consider what He is calling for us to do with our life. This year we will focus on married life, as the Knights of Columbus has a poster contest for us to participate in. The theme for the contest is "The Family is the Future." Wednesday, we prayed an all-school rosary via Zoom led by an instructor from the School of Faith for the Archdiocese, meditating on vocations. We are continuing to collect canned food to donate to the food pantry.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
Refinancing long-term debt could save you money now and into the future. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Interest expense is not a large share of operating costs for most farms, but on some farms, it is a major expense. And regardless, carefully managing debt and interest costs can be valuable regardless of where a farm falls on that spectrum.
That's Krista Swanson, a visiting research specialist at the University of Illinois. She and her colleagues recently analyzed the cost benefits of debt refinancing in this time of historically low lending rates.
For someone who maybe had a 30-year loan on a land purchase from 2005, because we kind of had a little peak in interest rates around that time. So they're halfway through that 30-year term. They still have another 15 years to go, and interest rates are considerably lower now than in 2005. So this could be an opportunity to refinance, maybe extend that term, or maybe keep it at 15 years, depending on the situation. Again, this is very situational, farm to farm, but it's definitely something to look into and work with your lender on what your options are.
Swanson says you may have to take into account new loan fees and prepayment penalties in some situations when considering whether to refinance. There's a link to the analysis on my website at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Helena Agri Enterprises is one of the foremost agronomic solution providers in the United States. Ensuring customer success has been of top priority and will remain the goal to an ultimate end result. Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia greatly values their patron support. Thank you. People, products, knowledge.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, in spite of President Biden's push for greater climate protections, including all electric vehicles by 2035, the ethanol industry sees long-term viability. Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper is not worried about the market for corn-based ethanol. He says it will not suddenly disappear if President Biden and the auto industry move to an all-electric fleet.
We're going to be using a lot of liquid fuels for a very long time in this country. Even under the most aggressive scenarios to reach, you know, net zero emissions, you know, under aggressive plans to reduce and eliminate the use of fossil fuels.
Cooper says the transition to all electric public and private vehicles will play out over decades, his words. But Biden is pushing to end sales of all gas-powered vehicles in less than 15 years and to rapidly convert the federal fleet. Cooper's calculation relies on a continuing, even if declining, demand for liquid fossil fuels.
If we are incrementally using less gasoline and diesel fuel, as long as renewable fuels like ethanol represent an increasing share of the gasoline and diesel fuel consumption, then we can keep and even grow our current levels of production and demand, and that's what we're focused on.
A lot of that will depend on reauthorizing the renewable fuel standard next year. Biden's climate strides, climate bills, and the nation's demand for higher ethanol blends as carmakers shift to more zero-emission vehicles. In other news, a question in the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer finds more farmers say they will get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Ag Economy Barometer for January, released this week, finds producers' attitudes about receiving a COVID-19 vaccine have shifted a bit since fall, with nearly 6 out of 10 producers, about 58%, planning to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved fare plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573.
H-Pen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try H-Pen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpen.com. Hitchpen, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Chapter 12 farm and family fishery bankruptcies fell in 2020, but still reached the third highest level in a decade. That, according to the American Farm Bureau, in an analysis of case statistics from federal courts. The total number of Chapter 12 filings in 2020, 552, that's down 43 or 7% from 2019. Farm Bureau said in their analysis that while Chapter 12 bankruptcies have declined compared to a year ago level, the numbers should not be considered a sign that the farm economy is recovering. In recent years, many farmers have experienced low commodity prices, high production costs, increasing ag land values, increasing cash rents, increasing labor costs, and high capital barriers to entry, among other problems, they say. Federal court in western Wisconsin once again had the highest number of filings, 39. Kansas had 35. Nebraska, 32. Wisconsin, in the eastern part of the state there, had 30. And a Trump administration rule that sought to promote scientific transparency in its regulations, but with critics say would prohibit the use of credible science data, has been tossed out by a federal judge. The chief judge for the federal court in Montana vacated the rule yesterday after finding last week the EPA lacked authority to make a rule effective as soon as it was published in the Federal Register on January 6th. Last week, Brian Morris, the chief judge, concluded the rule was substantive, not merely procedural, and thus could not go into effect immediately. Sunday, EPA asked Morris to vacate the rule and remand the matter to the agency, which the judge did yesterday. A senior attorney with the Environmental Defense Fund said the rule was a flagrantly unlawful attempt to restrict EPA from using important scientific studies when creating safeguards against health and environmental harms. They said they're glad the court recognized that and put a stop to it. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
A little cold weather never hurt anybody, but with typical number two diesel, it can do a number on your field equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. That's how Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Seasonally Enhanced optimizes cold weather performance. Or stick with your fair weather friend, typical number two. Your choice. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
A stocking rate is one of the most important decisions that ranchers and land managers make. It affects the health of the land and the animals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Determine the livestock stocking rate on a piece of land, you have to know that parcel's carrying capacity, which is how much forage is produced on it. Miranda Meehan is a livestock environmental stewardship specialist at North Dakota State University. She says there are a few methods for determining the carrying capacity. One is using regional stocking rate estimates developed by the NRCS,
which estimates how much a certain type of land or ecological site can carry based off of it being in good condition. Somebody will give us a map of their property and we'll make an estimate based off of that. The most accurate way, though, is to base that calculation off of the actual forage production of that unit of land.
Meehan says when they calculate the stocking rate, they refer to the average production if data is available. Otherwise, they base it off the current year's production and make adjustments depending on time of year for the growth curve. It will also consider the conditions of that growing season. It's important that the stocking rate does not exceed the carrying capacity. That's also known as overgrazing.
It's detrimental to the grasses. It changes our composition of the species. Also, if you're overgrazing for long periods of time, it's going to reduce productivity of that piece of land. It'll change the species composition, so there's going to be less of those desirable forage species because they're going to be repeatedly used by our livestock because they like them, and they're going to start disappearing and be replaced by species of lower forage quality.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing stocking rates at agriculture.com.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratcher Pole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the pressure continues on Kansas City wheat. March KC wheat down 8 1/4 at 617 and a quarter. May is down 8 at 621 and a quarter. All three of the wheat markets under pressure today. March corn. Boy, corn has been up and down and up and down. Back down now. March corn down 1 3/4 at 550 1/4. May down 2 at 547. Soybeans have been up by bigger margins, but still up. March beans up 4 1/4 at 1375 1/2. May beans up 4 3/4 at 1372 1/4. March soybean meal is down 50 cents at 435. May's down 30 cents at 432.50. Bean oil is a big winner here. March is at 4502. That's up 54 points. May is at 4427. That's up 51 points. So with the exception of meal, things in the soy complex seem to be looking pretty good. Wheat continues to have some struggles today. In livestock, February live cattle up 50 at 115.97. April up 72 at 123.17. March feeder cattle up 67 at 139.20. April feeders up 52 at 142.35. February hogs down 122 at 71.15. April hogs down 17 at 79.02. So we're looking at mixed numbers across the livestock complex. March cotton, listen to this, up 265 at 83.64. May cotton up 249 at 84.82. Cotton is having a heyday today. In the energy markets, March crude oil is up 67 cents at 56.37. April's up 66 at 56.20. Unleaded gas, mostly higher. Heating oil and natural gas are both trending higher as well. On the other hand, in the metals markets, February gold down $45.50 at $1786.70. April gold is down $45.20 at $1789.90. So not a good day for gold. Silver and copper are lower, too. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
John Anke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements, and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap, with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier, offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Anke today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.